I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Initial Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 150. Yeah, 150 today. Wow. And this week I have Alex with us.
150.
What's
good? What's good? 150.
Yay, man. And I got Brian.
Hey.
Yeah, Brian's not working today. Yay.
Working today.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, working, but not at work.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Working on this podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's the 150th episode, finally. We should have hit 150 a few years ago, but it's fair. You know, we have other shit to do.
Exactly.
We're young now.
Life stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Life stuff. But yeah, 150 episodes this week. Yeah, so what you guys been up to this week?
Well, for me, it's moving into the new place.
Yay!
Yay! Which, it's... Today was an 8-minute walk to my job.
Nice.
That was fun. And it's nice when I'm really tired at night after a long day and I don't have to wait for the bus or take a train. It's like, oh, yep, just walk home. But other than that, you know, a lot of...
How are you enjoying the neighborhood?
I like this neighborhood. I mean, I've been in this neighborhood now for about 9 months for the new job.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're working not that far from where you were. From you then.
Yeah, it's like a 10-block walk.
Okay.
But the biggest thing was having a Hercules a couch via curbside delivery from Walmart yesterday.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Are so you guys like, living pretty high up, or are you guys like on the first floor or so?
We're on the third. We got an elevator in the building, luckily.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Fancy Man.
But no, so like I get this phone call from the delivery company saying that he's outside and he's like, it's a curbside delivery. Now I'm like, okay, hopefully it's not that big a couch. But no, it was two pieces because it's a sectional, has like a 2-seater and a small.
Good job.
And, yeah, living high up. So what happened is that, I get outside, this guy, he's using the forklift or whatever, the pump jack, and he takes it out of his truck, and it's these two massive boxes. The big part weighed about, God, had it been 75, 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And the smaller part was a longer box and weighed about 60 pounds. And
jeebus.
Yeah, so like you ever see like the videos where like Chris Hemsworth or like Ben Affleck are like flipping tires to train for a role?
Uh huh.
I had to basically like constantly flip a box to get it in.
Nice. Well, at least at this point you have an elevator in your building.
Yes.
As compared to Alex and I both don't have elevators in our building.
Yeah, I really thought Brian was gonna say that. Yeah, he got a delivery, right? And it was a 6-floor walk up.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm used to in New York. A 6-floor walk up, my building where my parents are, it's a 5-floor walk up. And that shit is no fun, especially moving. That is not fun.
Yeah,
Granted, I never had to move because we lived there my entire life.
The only good thing about the walk up, and I know Steve can kind of vouch for it, is that
is the walk down.
No, dude. That like you fucking you had your legs were fucking like you know you could crack solid. Walnuts with your fucking with your calves.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Steve wore shorts on purpose.
Fuck yeah,
you know, just like showing off, like you know, hey, how's it going?
I got legs like the fucking rock.
Yo.
Yeah, brolic as fuck. But yeah, Brian. So yeah, like the fact that you have an elevator makes it that much easier.
Oh, absolutely. I think if this would have been a curbside delivery and no elevator, I think I probably would have struggled the driver.
Yeah, but then again, it's not that heavy. You can do 70 pounds. It's not bad. You're a young, strong, strapping gentleman.
Man, you're being so kind, Steve. Like 70 pounds, I can see Brian, like, you know.
Oh. No, then you hear Brian like, dude, I play with fucking toys.
Yeah. Brian's kind of like, okay, how can I do this? How can I get the strength to do this? Then he'll think about it, whatever. This is the lair for my figures. Then he gets Herculean strength and just puts it on his shoulder and goes fucking up. Like, basically. No, nothing. He just goes up the stairs like nothing with it.
I gotta say, it is kind of weird having my own dork room, though.
That's awesome, dude. That's a fucking great thing, dude. Like, the fact that you have your own little, like, man cave, it's fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is nice.
Does she get a bit of a she shed, too, or no?
She decorates the rest of the apartment, so...
Ah, gotcha.
Got the one room out of the...
So everything else is her she shed.
Yeah, like, basically... When I moved in with her for the first time at the old place, you know, it was her place, and it's like she knew and supported my hobby and everything. And it was like, okay, so what do we do to make it our place and, you know, throw so all like, your I, closet. Slowly, like I would slowly bring my stuff, but then like there's no space to put it, you know.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, now that I got the room, it's so different because like she can make the apartment look all adult.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, behind this door is that?
Oh my god!
Let's see what's behind door number two.
Exactly. Oh my god, we're gonna go to Brian's house, right? Everything's gonna feel weird, and then when we go to his office, he's like, "Oh my god, this feels normal."
It'd be like Alex's little fucking his dresser that has all the wrestling figures on top of it.
Yeah, Brian actually got to see that years back.
Yeah, I did.
That shit is still great, dude. I still love that shit. Yeah, so...
I still want to collect more, but I can't because then I can fit on top of it.
Right, exactly. You're pretty much, like, jam-packed in there.
That, yeah, then you start going like you know, hey, they're wrestling figures. Then you start putting them over it. Like oh my god, the body slamming action. Like, nope, no
space. It's like a fucking a zombie wall of action figures.
Like I said, I had to get a whole room for just me.
Yeah. That's good, man. I'm glad you're enjoying the new place. I'm glad you're making it your own. That's awesome, dude.
I'm happy about this. It's a big change. You know, a little bit more pricey per month, but it's nice to have change.
Oh yeah, change is always good.
How are your pets dealing with it?
They were at first a little scared and hiding, but then over the last like 24 hours, they've been all right because they're
fine. Have they been shitting and peeing everywhere or no?
No, they've never done that in the past anyway, no matter like if we would like travel with them or whatever.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so they're very well behaved.
Good. I'm glad they've had fun with the Wii Wii pads.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to like
He's gonna run around with a water bottle. No!
Spray, spray, spray. The cat's like, what the fuck, dude? A fucking cat, not a dog.
Then it grows tentacles like fucking goose.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man, that'd be awesome. Know. Brian has the most awesome pet. What is it? He has a real cat so evil that he has tentacles in his mouth like fucking goose.
I still didn't see Captain Marvel, so those references are lost on.
Well, I haven't seen Captain Marvel either, so it's okay. We understand.
Wow, so am I the only one that's seen it?
Probably.
So far, yeah.
I guess
this whole conversation and goes towards your way now, Alex.
Yeah, because that's all you. I don't know what you had going on, Steve, but I mean, me with the move, I had no time for a movie.
So, Alex, what you been up to, dude?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, how was it, dude?
You know, to be honest with you, it is not the best MCU movie, but it wasn't bad. The brief explanation that is called to say is this: it is a better version of Green Lantern, because technically, if you really want to break it down, it is the same fucking story as Green Lantern.
Okay, that is a very very good explanation of it, actually.
Yeah, it's a better journal version of Green Lantern.
Interesting. Okay.
But I will say this, dude. They changed a lot of stuff in it. I'm not trying to spoil it, but they changed a lot of stuff. But it works.
As long as it works.
Changed a lot of stuff as far as what? As far as like her character origins or
part origins, part idea with the whole, you know, because they've already said it's about the Skrulls, so you know they changed the whole thing with the Skrulls and you know the Kree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed all that stuff.
Okay,
but like I said, I'm gonna leave it kind of generic on thing. I will say this though: when you do go watch it, the beginning scene is gonna make you probably gonna get emotional.
Oh great, another fucking emotional movie.
Should I like? I mean, I can tell you it's not gonna ruin the actual movie. But you know the intro for Marvel Studios.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's all Stan Lee.
Oh great!
And then at the end, after that, it just fades to black and says, "Thank you, Stan." Oh, that got me, dude.
Because this is technically the first movie after Stan died. So yeah, I can see why they did that. Yeah, that makes sense.
The whole theater started clapping when that happened. I'm like, you know, wiping my eyes, glad, like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And the cameo, without ruining it, kind of breaks the fourth wall.
Right. Yeah, I have heard about the cameo. I have heard about that.
Okay.
Yeah, the cameo breaks the fourth wall, and it's just kind of like saying, like, wait, how the fuck does this work?
Yeah. Well, it kind of makes sense because Stan Lee has been around forever, and not only that, but like his character isn't always just a comic book character.
Exactly.
His character is always like kind of like Deadpool. He's like in it, but not really in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense. I can see why. Because I remember hearing about, well, not remember him, but I heard about the whole thing that the cameo was about and why it's such a fourth wall breaking thing. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense as to why, you know, it's different.
Right.
It's good.
But yeah, but then the other thing was, like I kept mentioning, and you've already kind of probably seen it online, the whole Goose the Cat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, like, oh man, like that whole movie in total, whatever, was like I said, it played out well, but it like it is it, it's not you, you know, you're not gonna be like, oh my god, this, you know, this is like it gets you excited for Endgame.
Okay. So where would you rank it in as far as like the Marvel movies in your end?
Well,
would you rank
you're gonna like get mad at me?
Five or like top 10?
You listen, because it's gonna be biased for me because everyone likes Winter Soldier except for me.
Right? No, yeah, I understand. That's why I said it. That's the way I said it. Like in your end, your top.
Well, it's not my top five. No. But
not in your top five.
It would make 9, 10 out of top 10.
Okay.
All right. How about this? In for the out of all intro movies, right? So it took an Iron Man.
That is a very good question right there. Yes.
Okay. How do you feel in all the intro films? Where does that rank?
Better than Thor.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, but the first two Thor movies weren't that good, but whatever.
Okay, but we're not talking about the first two. We're talking about the first one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the first one, even that first Thor movie was bad too. But yeah, but better than Thor.
Okay.
Damn, Mario's gonna kill me.
He'll be fine.
Well, I don't think Batman vs. Superman was that good.
All right, so better than Thor, not as good as Captain America.
Okay.
Iron Man, like nothing's gonna like really
top. Yeah, so we can pretty much say that Iron Man's pretty much like number one. Then like kind of like Black Panther, Captain America.
Well, no, Black Panther was way better than Captain America.
Okay.
Black Panther was way better than Captain America. And Thor, and
well, Thor, we're already saying okay, Thor's at the bottom of the rank.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Thor's like down there, Mario, right now. Whatever, he's just writing an angry text message once he hears this or whatever. So, this will be my last podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad I got to talk to you all. Right. Hopefully, I rest in peace. But yeah.
Okay. Cool.
No, but I still say like. To be honest with you, my top would be Ant-Man and Guardians.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that because Iron Man is a movie with its own caliber. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Incredible Hulk.
Right. Yeah, that shit was great.
I just kind of wish that we would have had Edward Norton instead of Ruffalo, but Ruffalo has done all right.
Yeah, Ruffalo, I guess.
But yeah, but I love how we're supposed to play that off. That you know, it's like, oh my god, Tyler Durden shrunk and became look a straight Mario Cantone.
Right. Never thought about that one. That's funny.
You can't tell me he don't look like fucking Mario Cantone.
You're right. Dude. That's why it makes sense. I can dig it.
Oh my god. Oh, so. Speaking of Mario Cantone, and this is another thing. I had to remind Jennifer of how Mario Cantone, like his claim to fame.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people know him from City and stuff like that. I was like, oh, no. I remember Mario Cantone from a show called Steam Pipe Alley.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, that's how I knew him too.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so, you know, and Jennifer was like, what the fuck is Steam Pipe Alley? I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, honey, it's like you want the divorce papers. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
No. So I showed her like a couple of videos online and she goes, I remember this. I was like, good. So the divorce papers can stay away for another day. But yeah.
My sister's fourth grade teacher was on that show.
Oh, wow.
Apparently... Jennifer's childhood friend was on that show too.
Huh.
That's how she remembered that. Like, you know, she was like, I remember the name because her friend was on that show. I was like, nice. So I was gonna ask him, like, do you remember what episode, whatever it was, to see if we could find you, like, you know. So, but I was just like, it gives me it's a good conversation for the next time we hang with them. Which one of you was on Steve Pipe Valley?
Right. Was it you? Was it you?
Or was it you?
It's like playing a game of Clues to see who was in that fucking show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was Mario Cantone. with the Broadway tickets. Because he's fabulous.
Exactly. Fucking A.
But oh my god, yeah. And then I'm trying now to catch up on Gotham too.
Sweet.
I'm one episode behind.
Yeah, I think I'm behind. I think I'm like two episodes behind.
I just finished watching the second episode of the final season.
Okay.
I'm gonna be sad when that show ends because I'm glad I stuck with it.
Yeah, it's gotten progressively better. Just like a lot of the CW shows that were kind of like iffy in the beginning.
Speaking of CW, how do you guys feel about the cancellation of Arrow?
Well, we spoke about that last week.
I could care less because I always thought Flash is better anyway. So yeah,
the Flash is now the flagship series.
Yeah,
it always was. You know, fucking Green Batman. You know. Didn't work too well, but you know, you loved them, and that's fine.
It was good.
That's not fucking Green Arrow, dude. Like I said, I have seen many different iterations of Green Arrow, like in cartoon and stuff like that. And that CW one or whatever is like, that's fucking Green Arrow, be Batman.
Yeah, because what they were trying to do, they were trying to just, you know, capitalize on the fact that they. Yeah, they not only that, but they try to make him like a more viable character because, of course, like, who really cares about somebody just shooting arrows?
Right.
Like, oh yeah, let's bring a hero.
Somewhere down the MCU, Hawkeye's crying. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's why he missed out on like four movies and shit. Yeah, and that's why he's also one of the
Civil War, didn't he retire?
Yeah, supposedly, yeah. But you also gotta think about it.
I'm gonna be a family man, right?
Right, pretty much.
Bye.
But you gotta think about it too. Like, he's pretty much the only one that doesn't have an origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of the characters,
whatever. Are you thinking they're gonna track and give him an origin story or his own separate movie?
No.
It would be nice because I know he's open to it.
Well, absolutely. They're all open to it because they're like, fuck it, let's make a movie for myself. Why not? But if they weren't going to make a movie for him, they probably
wind up, and I get the monies? Yay, they
probably wind up doing one for him and fucking and Black Widow at the same time.
Yeah.
They want to just do him by himself because he'd just be like a fucking square-ass character anyway. And if you go by the comics, like, they don't. By the comics, they make it interesting because he is like fucking death.
Yeah. I do like all the Hawkeye things, though. I do love My Life as a Weapon.
Yeah.
I doubt we'd ever get that in.
I highly doubt that, too. But we'll see. You never know.
Oh, so when I went to go watch this, you know, the going back to the, you know, to Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
They showed trailers for different movies. So I saw a trailer for Dark Phoenix. It's all right. It was like, yeah. So in the theater, it was Mario, a couple of Mario's buddies, his brother and Tan.
Okay.
And then after the Dark Phoenix trailer finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
His friend goes, "The Last Stand."
But it looks better than The Last Stand.
No, and then I went up to him and I went, Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, they all started cracking up. And then they showed another trailer for Hellboy.
Which looks fucking dope.
Oh, dude.
I'm excited.
The, dude, watching the Hellboy trailer on IMAX got me fucking amped for it. So, you know the part where he's riding the Hell Dragon? I just went to 10 and I went to it and I went, metal. And she started cracking
up. Metal as fuck. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because you see that? You see fucking Hellboy and the Hell Dragon riding in hell, like metal, you know? She just started cracking up like hell.
You know, with Hellboy, it's weird that it's not Ron Perlman, but David Harbour is almost like the spitting image of Ron Perlman.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No. He looks like Hellboy, but he doesn't like Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman, when he was Hellboy, looked like Hellboy Ron Perlman.
If you say so.
But you know what? But Ron Perlman made it work.
Right.
But Ron Perlman's a good actor, with
David Harbour now, what they're doing is that they're making him look like the character.
Yeah.
Straight out of the comic.
Right.
For Ron Perlman, they just colored his face red.
Yeah, he already had that square jaw, so
yeah.
Ron Perlman has like that superhero face.
Yeah. Or the villain face, because he can literally play a villain too.
Yeah, well, remember when he was Clay in fucking Sons Anarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a show I never watched.
And he was also the villain in Pacific Rim. Remember Pacific Rim too?
If you want a good binge watch or whatever, if you want to watch a series, Sons of Anarchy is really good, man.
Yeah, it is.
Sons of Anarchy, and Steve and I talked about this plenty of times, dude. You know how good of a show it is when on Tuesday nights in the hood, it is fucking quiet for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because everybody was fucking in. And then, of course, after it was done, you know, you get your phone calls, yo, my dude, did you watch Sons? Like, yeah!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shit was crazy, yo! Like, yeah.
Yeah. That show was very similar to like what was like The Sopranos in the 90s, like the early 2000s or whatever.
Right, we're on a Sunday night, just everybody shut up and they watch.
Right. That's what that show was.
Okay.
Except, you know, Tuesday nights.
Right, and on FX and on HBO.
Yeah.
Right.
But it had almost everything that was in The Sopranos too.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about binge watching it one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, I'm telling you, it's not going to disappoint. But I will say this, I will give you the warning. The pilot episode will kind of deter you a little bit, but
just sit through it.
Yeah, sit through it, and after a few episodes, you'll start getting more and more into it, and then it gets better from the seasons.
Yeah, it's kind of like sitting through Black Mirror. You don't want to sit through that first episode of Black Mirror, but everything else on it is actually pretty good.
It's another show I haven't even gotten to yet.
Yeah, don't let that first episode be the first episode you watch.
All
right. I mean, like, you're gonna have to get watch it anyway. Well, you know.
But you don't have to.
Right. It's basically modern day Twilight Zone style, right?
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of Twilight Zone, how do you guys feel about the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone?
That shit looks fucking dope.
Right.
Like, I don't want to pay for another fucking streaming service, but I don't know.
Dude, just get a fucking Amazon Fire Stick.
That's right. Oh, I can just download it like I do everything else.
I mean, getting the Fire Stick was one of the better things I've done in a long time.
Oh, good.
Dude, I watched Into the Spider-Verse, and that, oh my god, that one was an amazing flick.
I'm going to watch that this weekend.
I have that on my phone right now.
Brian, I'm telling you right now, it is really good.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, and then after that, if you're going to have a long weekend or whatever, I suggest Justice League and Wonder Woman.
What did you say? Justice League and Wonder Woman?
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna keep doing this until you actually watch it, so you know, it's...
You're gonna do that until you get tired of doing that. So
I'm not gonna get tired of doing it. I'm gonna do it until you fucking watch it.
No, we're gonna continue to do this until you get tired of us saying.
Yeah, and then you go fuck it. I'll watch it, and then you're gonna you guys are right. It wasn't bad.
Wonder Woman is
amazing.
I could put up with it. So
Yeah, you've put up with us this long. Yeah, sure, I get it. Yeah,
I put up with especially Alex for this long.
No, but seriously, Wonder Woman's really good, and Justice League is a lot better than what you would think.
Yeah, it is. It's not great, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, like, to be honest with you, Justice League, I got kind of mad at myself that I waited so long to watch it. Because, since I heard a lot of the negative reviews, I kept, like, pushing it, like, back and back. And then one day, I saw the Blu-ray that's been sitting in my pile, and I was like, fuck it. And I watched it with Jennifer, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm
still not going to watch it.
Like, yeah, it is.
To be honest with you, Justice League, a lot better than Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Suicide Squad?
Did I ever watch which one?
Suicide Squad.
No.
He just doesn't want to watch DC movies. Fuck it.
Yeah. Like I watched Suicide Squad when I went to the theater with my wife and a couple friends. And, you know, the thing with Suicide Squad is that it just seems like there was, like, no real plot.
There wasn't.
Like, it was just something happened. Oh, Task Force X. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so as for me.
What did you do?
As for me, yes. I kind of teased it last week. I went to go see, I got a screening pass to go see Wonder Park this week.
Right. Oh, that picture with the kids was adorable.
It was.
I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Park is a fucking pretty dope-ass movie.
Did you get to sit through the whole thing?
Yeah, I actually got to sit through the entire movie.
Wow.
Yes, it's actually really fucking good.
Did they have a post scene or whatever? Did Sam Jackson come on and
No post scene. But what I must say is that this movie is really good, but it is a fucking tearjerker, dude.
Really?
Yes. Oh man, it's a tearjerker.
I'm not too familiar with it, to be honest. Like,
so I guess because it's not a huge release, I guess you could say.
Okay.
It's not like a big major studio or whatever.
Yeah.
But this movie is basically about this girl that she, in her imagination, creates this theme park. And in her imagination with her mom, she's like, oh yeah, you know, let's create this theme park or whatever. And they do it, and it's cool. It's fun. But then some shit happens, and she has to save the park.
Okay.
Yeah. Some sad shit happens that she. So right.
I think I know what happens.
Okay, so let me not to spoil it, but not to spoil it. Her mom gets really sick, and then she gets depressed. Like, her mom gets so sick that she has to go to the hospital, and she's like in the hospital for however long, they don't really say, but the girl gets depressed and she gives up on playing around with these toys or whatever that were technically the amusement park. And then for some reason, like, the theme park comes to life. And she goes throughout the entire theme park and she sees that it's basically been destroyed because of her, with the fact that she's depressed.
Okay.
And then she tries to figure out how to bring the theme park back and how to, you know, get away from the darkness that's been there, festering her for so long.
Okay.
So it's a really, really good movie. It's a really interesting movie.
It seems like a very, like, although depressing, it seems like a very, like, intriguing story.
It is. It's a very fun story. It's a very fun story that basically captures pretty much anybody's imagination. Because when you're thinking about it, like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's interesting.
Like, does it have an Inside Out kind of feel?
Not really.
Okay, because I mean, with that, I mean, the kid having to, like, alter her lifestyle, you know, the change of the move, and then
it kind of does, but it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really like that. where it's basically like all in her head. This is all like literally like, well, it kind of is all in her head.
Okay.
But it makes sense the way they did it, because you got to think about it, like, kids have a lot of imagination and make things in a different way. So yeah, it works. The kids loved it. I loved it.
Nice.
It was really fucking good.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried a few times. Yes, I did. I'm not gonna lie.
I think you know what makes me laugh? How, even though I already know, like, one of my favorite Disney movies of all time is Big Hero 6, and I told you like a while back that I watched it again, and even though I know what was gonna happen, every part that got to me when I first saw it and still see it still gets me.
Yeah, it's funny because the moments that I was like, oh, I kind of saw it happening, you know, I was like, oh no, I'm gonna cry in this fucking moment, and it happens, and I'm like, fuck.
And you're trying to hide it from the kid, like, Dad, you're right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I brought onions to the theater.
Yeah.
I'm cooking onions.
Someone brought in onions. I don't know why.
Right, goddamn popcorn. Yeah, but dude, it was really fucking good.
In the fuck, guys, popcorn. Mm-hmm. Right, and I was like, it's plain popcorn. Shut up.
Right, exactly. Nah, but it was really fucking cool. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Kids enjoyed it, so it was worth it. It was worth a free ticket. But it's also it's worth for everybody watching, whether it's a free ticket or not. You guys can go check it out. And that's in theaters this week, actually. So, yeah. Oh, wow. Yay, go check it out.
Yeah.
So, it's time to get into some geek shit. So, finally, right?
Right.
It's not like if we haven't been talking about that shit since we started.
Well, but the podcast, we were geeking out about different things, you know, from the get. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So now we can talk about the latest shit that's been happening this past week.
True.
So the first thing that came to mind is the fact that we had a new trailer for Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
That shows a little bit more.
Does.
And kind of asked, not really answer some questions, but it kind of threw some more questions in my face, like, what happened to now Scarlett? Not fucking Scarlett Johansson now has red hair instead of white hair.
Right, there's like a time jump, but they don't tell you that.
Right, like, are they doing the whole time warp thing? Because in the first trailer, she had white hair. And this one, she has red hair.
I'm kind of glad she's going back to the red, though.
Right. Another question, like, is Steve Rogers going back and forth with a beard?
Right.
Well, what was it? From the last trailer to this one, I just remember the last trailer that it seemed like he was doing, like, you know, Snap Victims Anonymous or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, my name is Steve. Hey, Steve. And I'm depressed. I lost a lot of my friends.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I kind of want to see what's up with a lot of things. Like, okay, we get to see them in their, I guess, their space suits.
Right.
So finally, everybody's going into space.
Right, but those suits that also kind of look like the Pym suit from Ant-Man 2.
Right, exactly. And then there is also a bit of a glimpse I don't know. Like, I couldn't really tell. Was it Captain America in the Pym suit jumping or whatever when he gets like really pissed off and he's like all dirty and shit? Is that him in the Pym suit because he winds up jumping and then it cuts into like Ant-Man jumping?
I don't remember. I gotta watch it again.
That's what I'm kind of like. Did he go little in this one? I don't know.
How about the fact that, well, it's a completely new set of Avengers walking down the corridor from...
Right.
You know, from what we saw at the TV spot.
Right, exactly. The original one had a different set of Avengers. Not really a different, but
No,
there's it was like, the dress.
It looked like a sad line. It looked like, yeah, you know, oh, where what's left?
But right, now, Stark and Nebula in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, spoiler.
Well, we know Nebula didn't die in the last one.
Right, but I mean, like, for Stark on the ship, it's almost like, let us find out how he got off the ship.
Right, or that's also one of the questions, like, how did he get off the ship? How did that happen?
This is true.
So, yeah, and then also not just that, but, like, seeing how everybody got back to Earth. How did that happen?
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of them were in West Bubblefuck, another planet somewhere.
What about somber Scott Lang looking at the missing posters?
Right, because I'm pretty sure he's like, where the fuck is my kid?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure his kid got snapped out of existence too.
Right, because they don't show it. I mean, spoilers to those that haven't seen Ant-Man 2. You know, those guys listening out there, but he was stuck in, you know,
in the quantum zone or whatever.
Yeah. While Mr. and Mrs. Pym and the daughter just faded in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they turned into cigarette ashes. Yeah.
Yeah, they became a cigarette ad.
Yeah.
They became one of those New York quick fucking cigarette ad things.
It became one of the hardest jigsaw puzzles to put together. But yeah, that's, you know, him looking all sad. Like, you're right. It's like, holy shit, where's my daughter? And now, happy to somber Hawkeye.
Right.
Yeah, so Clint is like, hey, I'm with my daughter. She's learning how to shoot an arrow. Which, are they changing up the Kate Bishop storyline?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Kate Bishop the daughter, not Kate Bishop the love interest.
Yeah. What exactly are they going to do with that? Yeah.
Wasn't there speculation that his wife in Ultron was Kate Bishop?
Right, because I don't think they ever really spoke about
her. They never really mentioned her outside of, like, you know, hey, it's my wife. My bad.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about to Google that shit because I'm not sure.
Right.
You find you go through the thing, the listing, whatever, and just says Hawkeye's wife.
Yeah, well, IMDb that bitch.
Mrs. I.
We'll just call her Velma. Yeah, from Scooby-Doo.
Oh yeah, because that was a girl from fucking what's his face.
Yeah, she was Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in Dazed and Confused.
Jeez.
Not these confused.
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, thank you. With a ton of famous people to this day.
It's Marvel. What do you expect? Like,
right.
Okay, so let's see.
Going through. You guys should watch Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sorry, not Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon had Mark Ruffalo take a lie detector test.
No, sir. Her name was Laura Barton.
Okay, so I guess that's gonna be Kate Bishop, although they don't really, again, it's too soon to tell.
Right, and they might not even have her in it. It might just be like a fucking, like just a, like not even a full shot of her in it.
Right, it could just be like, hey, I'm talented too, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I can shoot an arrow.
The arrow, you just see snap. Nothing but it being followed by Ash.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And that gives them the excuse to go back.
And which leads to, well, so everything that we've been kind of leading to is like, we at the end of this trailer, we get to see Captain Marvel in this one as well.
Yeah, and now here's the thing. Was that Stormbreaker or the hammer that he's grabbing?
It looked like the hammer he was grabbing. It wasn't Stormbreaker. because in the beginning of the trailer, he did have Stormbreaker.
But again, if this is Captain Marvel and there's this whole time travel thing.
Right.
He could have his hammer. And right. That would kind of make sense with what he said was, I like her.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the fact that she wasn't really, like, fazed by the fact that he was calling Mew Mew to him, and she was just like, whatever, dude, I'm right here. Right. She didn't flinch.
She like, casually stepped one step over just to not get hit by it. But, like, with, like, not even a, oh my god, face. It was just that there that she has.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all interact and how it all it all finalizes the whole Thor, not the Thor, not the, the whole Thanos series, I guess we can call.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this movie.
But what I'm not excited about is to see, like, who the fuck is going to be next. Who's going to be the next big baddie in fucking Marvel, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
They could always continue the Skrulls.
Yeah, but would that be like a big enough thing? Fuck. Like, they can't do Galactus. Galactus is like a cheap fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't compare to fucking Thanos.
No, not at all.
Like, who else could it be? I don't know.
Sorry about that. My brother came into the room. I'm in the other room right now because Jennifer was laying down and wanted to leave her alone, so my brother comes in. What's your
weird? Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, they already did Dormammu, and I doubt they'll continue that.
No, I doubt that too. So we'll just have to wait and see. Who else could it be? We'll see.
It was kind of funny how since they did get the rights to the Fantastic Four and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go for a lot of stuff, and remember, they still haven't gone to like everybody's like main villains anyway.
True.
Right, but I'm talking about like the big baddie for like the Avengers movies. Of course, they could have like for the smaller movies, they could have any other villain or whatever.
All right, because I kind of thought about this, right, and you know, hear me out, but they haven't introduced him yet. You can have people like the leader with MODOK.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you have these great minds together, and it could be the next thing of like, you know, hey, you know, they're trying to get adjusted to this new world, and while everything is still kind of chaotic, you know, it's easier for them to kind of step forward.
Right.
And especially that they introduced the leader, or they teased them in the Hulk movie, and they never did anything with it.
Right.
And, you know, that was it. It's like you see him crack his head open and the gamma blood goes into him. He's smirking as he's like becoming one of the smartest villains to ever exist. And
yeah,
they kind of just went, oh yeah, hey, scrapped. And you know, like, that's why I'm really surprised that they brought back in General Ross for these movies.
Right, yeah.
Oh my god, that could be another one too. That he never gave up.
He turns into the Red Skull, into the Red Hulk.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
See, but I wouldn't consider him that to be like, if they were to do that, of course, I would like to see that as far as like, okay, they're gonna bring in like the Syndicate or whatever, or like multiple big bad villains. So, like, it would be cool to see him and, like, probably, like, Venom or something if they're going to continue to do the whole Spider-Man within the Marvel Universe thing or whatever. Or, like, even bring in the Thunderbolts. Do the Thunderbolts in that way or something like that, you know? I don't know. Just throwing shit out there.
Only time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the next thing that we saw this week, well, actually, no, today... Disney and Marvel announced that James Gunn is back to do Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
And you know, that really surprised me because I didn't think that would ever happen. You know, I was hoping that when they had their decision, remember they were in the, like, after they fired him and they was kind of like,
yeah, they were like, no, we're not going to do this.
And then when they said no after all that, I was like, oh, that's like Guardians 3. I was like, it didn't matter who you were going to bring in.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be a James Gunn blockbuster hit.
Right. Because that's probably what they saw. Like, yo, like, we're going to use his script.
Right.
But all these characters are going to be pretty much pissed off and they're not going to want to do it.
I mean, you saw way back last year when Batista basically said he's done.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, oh, he's not going to be in it. I don't want to be in it either. And the fact that they've been teasing, like, oh, yeah, James Gunn is going to be doing fucking Suicide Squad and all this shit. They're like, eh, you know what? Fuck you, DC. You come do our shit again.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know this was, like, basically, despite whatever they claim or whatever, you guys and I both know that they basically saw he signed on with DC, and they're like, well, we're sorry.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, Marvel and DC were like, you know what? Yeah, no, so fuck DC.
Yeah.
Because that right there, that move right there would have just, like, pretty much solidified.
That was it. Them going like, oh, shit.
Well, and I was reading a thing before on Screen Rant where I saw the news Facebook via a friend's post, and then I saw like the countless stories after. But the one on Screen Rant was saying how the director of Ant-Man as well as the director of Thor Ragnarok, when they were approached about it, they just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, because they know that James Gunn has a vision for it.
Yeah, I mean, he brought pretty much dead characters to life. You know, like
not even just dead characters, but like fucking third string. Characters,
obscure characters,
like the C team.
Yeah,
like the C team is now like one of the A teams, you know.
Uh-huh. Dude, I remember I told you this, man. Guardians to me is one of my like top when it comes to the MCU movies. I love them. Yeah. I mean,
I saw that in theaters twice. Like I went and then I saw it again like a week later.
Yeah,
because I kept seeing, you know. When that movie was coming out, I kept saying, I was like, that's going to be one of those sleeper hits of Marvel you watch. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it just crushed every number at that time.
It absolutely did.
Guardians, still, I mean, what are you talking, like 5 years ago now? Six?
Mm-hmm.
It's still one of the best Marvel films outside of... And my top three would probably be Iron Man for number one. Guardians. Yeah, Iron Man number one, Guardians, and Ant-Man. That's my top three Marvel films that aren't sequels.
Okay, so then for me it would be number one, Guardians.
Right,
number two, Ant-Man, number three, Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Well, mine?
Yeah.
I thought you went for Civil War.
No, but we're going by...
Oh, you're talking about standalone. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, my favorite movie, not counting Iron Man for all of the films, is Winter Soldier. Because that's like a modern day spy thriller type.
Which is why Alex doesn't like it. It's fine. Right.
Yeah. To me, it takes away from the fact that it's supposed to be a comic book movie. That's how come I'm not a fan of the Dark Knight trilogies like that.
Yep.
Because to be honest with you, like, you know, I kind of respect the whole thing of trying to make Batman real. But you take away from it, it's like, you know, oh no. You know, from the first two movies and the third, the abortion known as Rises, right? That at the end, yeah, it's a comic book movie again.
Right.
Go fuck yourself, Nolan.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so this is really interesting shit. Like, so yeah. So the question now to me or for me is basically like, so what's gonna happen now with Suicide Squad? Is that gonna happen now or?
Another thing that Screen Rant said was that Suicide Squad is going to happen first. And then we'll get Guardians probably like 2022.
Huh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could wait a little while longer. I'm just glad that the man who is responsible for it is back.
Right. Okay. I can dig it. Yeah, I want to see what's up with that. That's the thing that's kind of interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and I guess the final piece that I can say for this week that was kind of interesting and kind of sad for a lot of people. Sad for me because I actually enjoy the show. But One Day at a Time on Netflix was canceled after 3 seasons.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know. Like, I mean, they gave such a vague response on Twitter. It was like, oh,
I heard low viewership, but if that's the case, why renew it just very recently?
Right? Not even just low viewership. It has a huge following.
Huh.
Like, it has so many people that watch this fucking show. And the fact what's kind of off-putting for a lot of people is that the fact that it's probably one of the only shows with almost full Hispanic cast.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hit that whole Hispanic stereotype.
Okay.
That's what kind of throws people off. They're like, oh, this is a really good show based on like a whole Hispanic family living like the American life, you know?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that's what people are afraid of. And they're like, oh, they're like it's a really good show because it touches on a lot of things. Like, of course, she's a single mom. The daughter she's a lesbian.
Okay.
The son, of course, he's trying to, you know, he's going through his through puberty. Right. So he basically, like, in this last season, he winds up fucking like trying to smoke weed.
Huh.
And he goes to like a weed festival and shit, and it's just a lot of cool shit. And then not only just that, but it also deals with divorce and fucking like racism, and it's one of those shows that like.
And you know, I was gonna say, and I love how you really, you know, showing your passion for it, but I think because of the time that we live in now, of the current, you know, state of, you know, like, you know, like the presidency and all that stuff and how people are, they can't accept something like that right now. That's why it probably got canceled.
Probably, but
that's just speculation to me. Like, you know, that, you know, the MAGA hats got upset. We can't have shows like this that promote Spanish pride.
Right, yeah, that sucks. And another thing that they showed in the show is that the mother, she never got her citizenship. She was always just a resident or whatever.
Hmm.
And then in the second
more so, season, look at that.
Steve. Exactly. In the second
season, yes, somebody guesstimation.
Yeah, in the second season, towards the end of the second season, she winds up getting her citizenship.
Okay.
So yeah, and like I could see where Alex is coming from with that too. So like I said, it's a really good show, and it's sad to see it go. And it had a lot of good actors in it. Like, the most standout actress in it was fucking Rita Moreno, that was in West Side Story back in the day.
I mean,
she was also in Oz.
She was the
original, you know, the original nurse.
Yeah. Yeah,
the nun therapist.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was a really, really, really good show, and I'm sad to see it go. And hopefully it winds up like getting picked up somewhere else. Hopefully Hulu picks it up or something, or fucking like another channel somewhere. But yeah, it's a really, really good show. It has a lot of heart, a lot of you know, a lot of good. It's a good reference to for a sitcom,
right?
Because nowadays sitcoms are just like ha 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 ha,
right?
Like,
laugh track, ha 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 ha, yeah,
exactly.
Using the same laugh tracks from like the time of like I Love Lucy was around,
right? Exactly. This
damn. One actually, it actually, you can hear the laugh track. You hear someone talking about pass me my unfiltered cigarette,
right?
Well,
yeah.
It's true. Actually, I for my last store, one of my regulars worked in TV advertising, and we were talking about laugh tracks, and he's like, did you know the laugh track that it's currently used dates back to the days of I Love Lucy? In fact, one of the laughs in that track is Lucille Ball's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if they're still using that, it's just, you know, just sitcom today, and this is really, really why I don't like watch a lot of shows that aren't on like streaming sites, or I stream whatever, because like I just can't deal with like the headache of a laugh track.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, but yeah, this show, even though it did have a laugh track, it actually was genuinely funny. Like, there was a lot of funny things within the show. So, yeah.
Was it recorded, like, recorded by, you know, whatever, with live audience, whatever?
Studio audience?
I don't think it was. I don't know. I never really looked into it, but, yeah. But it was, like, one of those, like, multi-camera sitcoms. Not like, you know. Yeah, it was good. Sad. Super sad.
Well, you know what? Let's just see what happens, because you already know, dude. When people fight for it,
yeah,
it may come back.
Oh, there is. Oh, there's so much outrage to this. Like, if you go over on Twitter, it's just, like, all over the place. Yeah. Especially on, like, my feed, because I, of course, you know, I follow the show and shit.
Right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so I guess that pretty much sums it up for this week. So go to InterstingGeeks.com, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Good Games. We have Yay Toys. We have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, the InterstingGeeks webcomic that should be coming back soon.
Thanks for the pressure.
No, Steve. No pressure.
No, but yeah, soon.
Yeah, also another thing that went up this week. I finally put up the article that Charlie was writing.
The
music articles, yes. That's up there. Go check that out. Go read that. And we have a whole bunch of shit. Like I said, also on the site, you can find a link to Amazon.com where you can buy stuff for yourself. You can buy a bunch of shit, of course, on Amazon, and whatever you buy on there, you just click on there. You don't get charged anything extra. You know, you just buy as usual, and whatever you buy there, we get a kickback over here that'll help us put out more show for you. And also on InterstingGeeks.com, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company. They're US-based clothing company that puts out some cool gear for geeks like us. Shirts, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, all that shit. Check out So Sick Clothing. And once you're on SoSickClothing.com or SoSickClothing.co, you can... at checkout, you can get 15% off of anything in their store if you enter code InnerCityGeeks. Yeah. Do that. Get 15% off of whatever you want in that store. And I guess that pretty much sums up for that. Also, you can find us on the social medias on the Facey Space at InterCity Geeks, on the Instagrams and the Twitters at InterCity Geeks as well. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at DinyED, and you can find me on Instagram, the same name, but with the two dots in between the N and the Y.
Yeah. Brian, where can we find you, sir?
Currently unpacking. I really accumulated a lot of toys. Wow.
You think?
Right? You could follow me on Instagram at Yay Toys Plus, and you could follow me on Instagram at @Bri_2J, which is also the Twitter.
Sweet.
So channel for one and my personal life for the rest.
Yay. And you guys can find me on both Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that about sums it up for all the social medias and stuff. Another thing that you guys can check out, if you are listening to the show, make sure you like and subscribe and all that other shit. But also, you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, as well as Google Play Music and Spotify. Yeah, check us out on all those. Make sure you can share it with everybody. Share it with anybody that listens to podcasts. Or even if they don't listen to podcasts, just like share it with them. Just like here. Listen to something.
Yes, listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So do that. Yeah, and that pretty much, I guess, sums it up for everything. And before we go, I, of course, like to play some musics at the end of the show. And this week, I found something very interesting. Of course, we've all seen, you know, rap metal come and go. Uh-huh. And I found a band this week that was really fucking interesting to me. And this band is called Hero the Hero. Yeah. It's really fucking good, dude. Yeah. It's a dude. Where are they from? They're based out of LA. The dude is originally from the lead singer is originally from Houston. Okay. And it's a really good sound. It's of course it's interesting shit, dude. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the fuck out of it, actually. I'm not even gonna lie. I am. And the song that I'm about to play is off of the latest album called Flagged Channel.
Okay.
And it's called Never Back Down. It's a really...
Well, that sounds like a motivational song.
Kind of, yeah. It's a really good fucking song. Really, really good fucking song. The video's freaking dope, too. And that is also kind of like a... kind of like a what is it? What is it that you call one of those last tracks on the album? Like the last few, whatever. Fuck it, doesn't matter.
The closer track.
Say goodbye, sir. Huh?
The closer track?
No, it's not the closer track. It's a deep cut. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Deep cut. Yes. So say goodbyes, guys.
Goodbyes, guys.
Until next week, folks.
Yes. So check out Hero the Hero. And don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Never back down. back down.